It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Sugarland Space Cowboys in a AAA ball game. The Seattle Mariners and Houston Astros AAA clubs going head-to-head. Welcome, Space Cowboys. This is the first ever matchup in Tacoma between the Rainiers and the Space Cowboys. That's a new name. They were the Sugarland Skeeters when the Rainiers played them last year. Last year was Sugarland's first year in this league. And they rebranded to match up with their parent club, the Houston Astros, who own them. They, you know, Astros, Texas. Sugarland's a town in Texas just outside of Houston. So you've got the Houston Astros, and it's Texas. So they went with Space Cowboys, and that's what they're called now. The Sugarland Space Cowboys in town here at Cheney Stadium. They come in with a record of 3 wins and 9 losses. The Rainiers are sitting at 4-8. Tacoma just returned home from Albuquerque, where the Rainiers played a 6-game series. They bookended wins. They won the first game of the series and the last game of the series, but they lost the 4 games in the middle. The win on Sunday, though, was thrilling. A 12-11 Tacoma victory, and that ended up ending a 4-game losing streak, and that was a fun game that the Rainiers won in the late innings, despite having scored 9 in the top of the first. They didn't win the game until the 8th, and then they had some great relief pitching down the stretch, and the Rainiers got out of there with a victory. So on the mound today for Tacoma will be right-hander Asher Wojciechowski. He's made 2 starts, 0-2, with a 9.53 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sugarland left-hander Jonathan Bermudez, who's been one of the top starters in the league after just 2 starts. He's only allowed 1 run. He's 1-0 with a 0.87 ERA. So Bermudez on the hill for Sugarland, Wojciechowski for the Rainiers. We have a bunch of roster moves as things continue to be in a state of flux. We'll get to those roster moves when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Sugarland Space Cowboys tonight. Right now, the manager is meeting with the umpiring crew at home plate, going over the ground rules. The Rainiers with some new players. And lost a big hitter. Mike Ford got called up today by the Mariners. Turned out the Mariners had to put Luis Torrens on the injured list, the COVID-related injured list. Ford got called up to take his spot, and that leaves the Rainiers without one of their top hitters. Ford hitting 317 with a 404 on base percentage. second on the club with two homers and leads the team in runs scored, 10 runs scored in 11 games. So he's not here, at least for now, and he's up in the big leagues. Congratulations to him. The Red Hares also lost outfielder Arturo Guerrero, although that was expected. Guerrero came in from extended spring training and joined the Rainiers on Sunday in Albuquerque. He got there the morning of the game, homered on the first pitch he saw in his first ever AAA game, added an RBI single later, finished the game 2-for-5, was a factor for the Rainiers in a win, a definite factor. He contributed to a victory and went right back to extended spring training after the game. And the thing is, he knew that was going to happen beforehand. They told him he was coming in for one day and one day only before he even got to the Rainiers locker room. So he knew that. He had a great day, and he went back to extended, and hopefully he'll build from that, because that had to have been really encouraging for him. The Rainiers didn't think they were going to need a player today, but they did because of the Mike Ford call-up. So they have added outfielder Trent Tingelstad from the Everett Aqua Sox. And he's here today. He drove down from Everett. And the Red Hares have also added pitcher Riley O'Brien, recently acquired from the Cincinnati Reds and grandson of one of the O'Brien twins of 1950s Seattle fame. And Riley O'Brien, who's pitched in a couple of big league games, will join the Red Hares and initially at least work out of the bullpen from what I understand. So O'Brien is here today and on the lineup card and available for this game. So O'Brien is now part of the Red Hares. That's it. That's all of our roster moves. No shortage of them today. We'll get to the starting lineups when the pregame show rolls on right after this.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ballgame. First, for the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys, or the Houston Astros AAA club, their manager is Mickey Story. Leading off and playing center field is Pedro Leon. Batting second, the third baseman David Hensley. Hitting third and playing left field is Lewis Brinson. In the cleanup spot, first baseman J.J. Matijevic. Batting fifth and doing the catching, top prospect Corey Lee. Hitting sixth is shortstop Alex DeGody. Batting seventh and playing second base is Franklin Barreto. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Michael Papirski. And batting ninth and playing right field is Alex McKenna. On the mound, lefty Jonathan Bermudez. He's 1-0 with a 0.87 ERA. The Tacoma Red Hares are 4-8 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off today with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is playing second base. Batting second and playing shortstop is Mason McCoy. Hitting third, the left fielder Steven Souza Jr. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Zach Green. Batting fifth is designated hitter Eric Mejia. Hitting sixth is third baseman Kevin Padlo. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Joe Odom. Hitting eighth, the right fielder Marcus Wilson. And batting ninth, center fielder Forrest Wall. On the mound, right-hander Asher Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski is 0-2 with a 9.53 ERA. Our umpires today, behind home plate calling the balls and strikes, is Jacob Metz. At first base is Jose Matamoros. And at third, it's Justin Robinson. Tacoma and Sugar Land, opening game of a six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. We've got a dry night for baseball. Should be a good one. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Space Cowboys. It still makes me smile every time I say it. The Sugarland Space Cowboys. It's kind of ridiculous and sort of fun at the same time. Here's Pedro Leon, their leadoff man, and on the mound is Asher Wojciechowski. The veteran right-hander for Tacoma fires the first pitch of the game, and this is hit in the air to shallow left. Coming in on it is Souza, still coming in, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the top of the first inning, and we are underway. And that'll bring David Hensley to the plate. Hensley is 12 for 36 for Sugarland. Sugarland's had a lot of trouble offensively with a team batting average of .221 and last in the league in runs scored. But Hensley has been swinging it. Here's the pitch from Wojciechowski, and it is in there for a strike. Sugarland does play all their home games in one of the, well, probably the best pitcher's park in the Pacific Coast League. It's a low-scoring ballpark. So here's one in there for a strike to Hensley. No balls, two strikes. Wojciechowski out ahead. Next pitch coming from Wojo is an off-speed pitch that's looped out into right, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. So an 0-2 single to right for David Hensley, and he is aboard with the first hit of the game. Hensley on. And now Lewis Brinson will be the batter. Sugarland just lost 5 out of 6 at home to Round Rock, Texas Rangers affiliate. They opened the season with 6 games at Sacramento and won 2 of those. Here's the pitch to Brinson. It's in there for a strike. So they're 3-9 overall, and they've lost 4 in a row coming into this one. The Red Ears had their 4-game losing streak end on Sunday with the win at Albuquerque. 0-1 the count to Brinson. And the pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike, 0-2. Lewis Brinson, former Marlin, in just his 4th game of the season, 2 for 13 on the year. And now the 0-2 pitch. Called strike 3, and down goes Brinson, and Wojciechowski has his first strikeout of the game. 2 down in the top of the first, and now J.J. Matijevic will be the batter. J.J., left-hand hitter, the top power threat on the Space Cowboys. At least he has been so far with four home runs and a .297 average. Left-hand hitter. He was with them last year when the Rainiers went down to Sugar Land, Texas for their first time ever. He hits one well to left field. Souza back at the track and makes a nice catch. Moving back towards the fence. Reaching out extended, and he hauls it in. Steven Souza with a fine play in deep left field, taking extra bases away from Matijevic, and in all likelihood, saving a run. Nice play by the veteran, the left fielder. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It is Sugar Land nothing, and Tacoma coming to the plate.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Asher Wojciechowski delivers a scoreless top of the first, and now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Haggerty, McCoy, and Souza, the top three in the Tacoma lineup. And on the mound is Jonathan Bermudez, and he's off to a terrific start for Sugar Land. If you looked at all the starting pitchers in the entire Pacific Coast League, you could make an argument he's off to the best beginning of the season of any of them. He's had two gems, allowing just one run in 10 and a third innings. He has struck out eight and walked three and has given up only six hits. The one run he allowed was on a solo homer. Bermudez is a 26-year-old lefty out of Puerto Rico who the Astros drafted in 2013 out of an NAIA school in Lakeland, Florida. And his first pitch to Sam Haggerty is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Haggerty, 6 out of 30 on the year so far, .200 average. Switch hitter, batting right-handed against the southpaw Bermudez. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. The right ear is running a very right-handed lineup out there against this lefty. Only one left-hand hitter in the lineup. And that's Forrest Wall in the nine hole. Here's a swing and a slow roller to short, but it's gobbled up by DeGody. He throws to first and gets Haggerty, and one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. Haggerty grounds out to shortstop. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy had a big hit on Sunday in Albuquerque. Sunday in Albuquerque, if you didn't hear what happened, the Rainiers had what might end up being their biggest inning of the whole year in the top of the first inning on Sunday. Here's a swing and a miss by McCoy. A nine-run rally in the top of the first in Albuquerque. The home fans were not pleased, as you might imagine. So now the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. And in that rally, McCoy had a two-run double. The Rainiers sent 13 batters to the plate. Went up 9-0, and seven innings later, it was tied 11-11. It was a crazy game. The Rainiers won, and it was a fun one, too. Here's one outside for a ball. Count goes to 2-1 on McCoy. Next pitch from Bermudez is up and away for a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike. Three-one offering. Swung on, hit well towards left center field, but plenty of time for two outfielders to get in the area, and Pedro Leon, the center fielder, gloves it. Two down, and now Souza will be the batter. Let's set up that Space Cowboys defense. In the infield, they have J.J. Matijevic at first base, Franklin Barreto at second, Alex Degody at short, and David Hensley at third. And the outfield is Lewis Brinson in left, Pedro Leon in center, and Alex McKenna in right. Here's the pitch to Souza, and he takes a ball on a check swing, 1-0 the count. In that 9-run rally on Sunday in the first inning, Souza had 2 hits in the inning. He batted twice and hit a single and a double. 1-0 pitch inside for a ball. He was one of 2 Tacoma players to get 2 hits in that inning, the other being Eric Mejia. So 2 balls, no strikes. And this one's over for a strike to Souza. And it's 2-1. Now the pitch is outside, ball 3. So 3-1 to Souza with Zach Green on deck. And the pitch is a breaking ball called a strike, which is news to Souza, who had tossed the bat aside and started taking off his shin protector and then realized that actually that was a strike and not ball 4. He doesn't say a word. He just gets back in the batter's box and resets for the next pitch. And here we go. The 3-2 is on its way. And that one really is outside, ball 4. And Souza tosses the bat aside and takes off the shin guard and jogs down to first base for real. So he's on with 2 outs. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Green in 9 games, hitting .294 with 1 homer, 5 runs batted in. And the pitch from Bermudez is way up and away and reeled in by the catcher, Corey Lee. If you're watching this series and you like to watch the highly regarded ranked prospects, Corey Lee is the guy to watch on Sugarland. So now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and squibbed to the right side. This might work. Over to pick it up is Matijevic. He doesn't pick it up. He knocks it away, and it'll be eventually picked up by Barreto, the second baseman. And Green is aboard, and he'll get credited with a hit because they weren't getting him out anyway, even if Matijevic fielded this ball. The shift was on. There was only 1 fielder on the right side, and Green took a full swing and hit a little slow squibber to the right side, and the only guy over there who could pick it up was Matijevic. And even if he had fielded it cleanly, I don't think there was anything he was going to be able to do with the ball to get Green out. Green with an infield single. Souza at second with 2 outs, and here's Eric Mejia. Switch hitter, Mejia bats right, and he takes a strike from Bermudez. 0-1 the count. Bermudez was the Houston Astros minor league pitcher of the year last year. Now the 0-1 is swung on and hit towards the left of second base, fielded by Degody. His throw to first is in time to get Mejia, and the inning is over. Right here's threatened after there were 2 outs, but do not score. They had a hit and leave 2 stranded. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Sugarland are scoreless.
NC. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
No score after one inning. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Opening game of a six-game homestand for the Tacoma Rainiers. We'll be here all week and through Sunday. Wojciechowski on the mound for the Rainiers. His first pitch of the second inning to Corey Lee is swung on and blasted to left field. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. A line drive home run by Corey Lee. And his first at-bat ever at Cheney Stadium, the Houston Astros' top catching prospect, ranked as one of the top 100 prospects in all of minor league baseball by Baseball America. He launches one out of here to left field, the Cal Bear with his second home run of the season, and Sugarland takes a 1-0 lead at the top of the second. So Corey Lee puts him on the board. 10th homer of the year for the Space Cowboys as a team. Now Alex Degody is the batter, and Wojciechowski's pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. So Sugarland scores first. Now the next pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, swing and a bouncer to short. That's handled by McCoy, and he tosses to first and gets to Godey. One shortstop grounds out to the other, and there's one away. Now Barreto will be the batter. Barreto, former Oakland A's prospect, who's had a lot of injury issues now with Sugarland, and he takes the first pitch inside, and it hit him. And it hit him, I believe, on the left arm, which is going to cause him to head down to first base. He's in some pain. He's now crouched down on his knees, and the Sugarland trainer, Brandon Zumbach, is going out there to take a look at him. And the manager, Mickey Story, is there as well. He's also coaching third. He's been a staple with the Houston Astros AAA squad since 2019, back when it was in Round Rock. They changed to Sugarland when there was the MLB takeover of the minor leagues and the reorganization during 2020. So they're checking on Barreto's left forearm after he was hit by that pitch. He's going to stay in the game and run for himself. Well, that'll bring to the plate Michael Papirski. Papirski is a switch hitter who will bat left-handed, a very patient hitter. In fact, he led the league in drawing walks last year. Second year in this league for Papirski. Here's the pitch from Wojciechowski, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now Wojciechowski's next pitch, fastball poured in there for a called strike, and that evens up the count. Now here's a pitch just outside for a ball, 2-1. 1-0, Sugar Land, top of the second inning. No wind blowing here. Right now we've got blue skies overhead, although there's lots of clouds in the area. They don't appear to be the rainy kind, though. Looks good for tonight. Lights are on here, but not really taking effect just yet. 2-1 pitch is up high for a ball, 3-1. Well, 3-1 the count to Papirski, who's known for drawing walks. The pitch is a called strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Sugarland, by the way, does steal bases pretty frequently, like the Rainiers do. And Barreto at first is 2-for-2 stealing this year. The 3-2 pitch, a pickoff now, and he's back in standing up. One of the pace of play rules that was put into play starting on Friday everywhere in the minors limits pickoff throws to 2 per at bat. So that was the first one. Now the runner goes. Big jump. The pitch is high, ball 4. And Papirski draws his walk. Barreto is awarded second base. There are two on with one out for Alex McKenna. McKenna hitting 231, right-handed batter with one home run so far this season. Now the pitch is on its way, and this is taken for a ball outside. 1-0 the count. Next delivery. In there for a called strike, and the count's 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 2. Now the 1-2 delivery is in the dirt down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rainiers hoping for a double play ball in the infield. 2 on, 1 out. Wojciechowski's pitch is swung on and hit through the right side and into right field. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Barreto. He will score. Stopping at second base is Papirski. It's an RBI single for Alec McKenna. And it is 2-0 Sugarland at the top of the second inning. Just kind of steered a ground ball through the right side of the infield. McKenna with the RBI single. And now the lineup turns over, and their leadoff man, Pedro Leon, is the batter. And the pitch to Leon is taken up high. Ball one, a check swing by Leon. Leon flied out in the first, swinging at the first pitch of the game. Entered play today, hitting 226 with one home run. Right-hand hitter, and the pitch is taken high for a ball. Leon playing center field today, although he's officially listed as an infielder and has quite a bit of infield experience. Wojciechowski with a 2-0 pitch, and this is over for a called strike, 2-1. Leon from Cuba and signed with the Astros in January of 2021. Last year was his first pro season in the U.S., and he spent it mostly at the AA level. He takes a breaking ball up high, and the count goes to 3-1. Wojciechowski behind in the count here, 3-1, with Papirski at second and McKenna at first. One out in the top of the second inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two on, one out. Now the 3-2 is on its way, and it's swung on and drilled towards left center field. Souza on the move. He can't get it. It's in the gap, and it'll go through to the fence. It's picked up by Wall. Two runs are going to score. Papirski and McKenna both cross the plate. It's a two-run double for Pedro Leon, and Sugarland is up 4-0 in the top of the second inning. Pedro Leon just drilled this ball, this full count pitch into the alleyway in left center field, for a two-run double. Now David Hensley will hit. The Red Ears have bullpen action. And here's a trip to the mound. And that looks like the Red Ears, it's the Red Ears pitching coach, Alon Leishman, talking to Wojciechowski and catcher Joe Odom. So they're conferring now. Wojciechowski had a short outing his last time out in Albuquerque. Leishman now headed back to the dugout. He had a brief conversation with the plate umpire as well. And now the batter is David Hensley. And Hensley stands in. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count to Hensley. Four runs are in the top of the second inning. Now And the 1-0 is high and away for a ball, 2-0. Two-o delivery, fastball, just misses ball three. So 3-0 the count with a runner at second and one out. And the pitch is up high, ball four, four-pitch walk to Hensley. And Lewis Brinson will be the eighth man to come to the plate here at the top of the second inning. And now the Red Ears manager, Tim Fedorovich, is going to the mound along with the Tacoma Red Ears trainer, Michael Feliciano. I think Wojciechowski might be having a physical issue here. So the Red Ears trainer, Feliciano, is going to talk to him. Tacoma's warming up a left-hander in the bullpen. They're looking at Wojciechowski's right hand, his pitching hand. I wonder if he may have a blister issue or something along those lines. And he's talking to Feliciano and Fedorovich. And Wojciechowski's going to stay in the game for now and face Brinson. So he's going to try to battle through it. Brinson struck out looking in the first inning. Wojciechowski got through the first inning quickly, but this second inning has been troublesome with four runs on the board and runners at first and second with one out. Kyle Bird, the lefty in the bullpen. So now the pitch to Brinson is swung on and fouled out of play. Into the seats. So that's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch. Down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. One offering is breaking ball high. Two balls, one strike. And this pitch is swung on and fouled back. Counts even, 2-2. Brinson signed with the Astros. Right when the lockout ended, minor league contract. Now the 2-2 pitch from Wojciechowski to Lewis Brinson, a former Marlin, is on its way, and it is a slider outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. So it's three balls, two strikes. Two on, one out at the top of the second inning. And the pitch swung on and lined down the left field line. Fair ball headed towards the left field corner all the way to the fence. Souza picks it up. Leon has scored. Stopping at third is Hensley. Hit at second base with a double and an RBI is Lewis Brinson. And it is 5-0 Sugar Land. As Brinson turned on this pitch and drilled it down the left field line. So now J.J. Matijevic will be the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning with runners at second and third and one out. And here's the pitch, and it swung on and popped up on the infield. And calling for it is Padlo, the third baseman, and he makes the catch to the left of the pitcher's mound, and there's the second out of the inning. So Matijevic pops up, And now Corey Lee, who began this inning by hitting a home run, will bat for his second time in the inning. The Rainiers don't want to see it, but Lee has a chance to do one of the truly rare feats in baseball. Here's the pitch, and it is taken up and away for a ball. He's already hit one home run this inning. Now Wojciechowski with a 1-0 pitch, and this one is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Hensley at third, Brinson at second with two down. And Wojciechowski's pitch is swung on and stroked up the middle and into left center. That's going to be a base hit. And scoring is Hensley. Here comes Brinson. He scores as well. It's a two-run single for Corey Lee, and it is 7-0 Space Cowboys in the top of the second inning. And now Alex DeGody will be the batter, but that's going to do it for Wojciechowski as the Rainiers are going to make a pitching change here. Well, only once this year has Sugar Land scored seven or more runs in a game, and they have scored seven and counting here in the top of the second inning. We'll take a break for this pitching change with a runner at first and two outs, and the score, Sugar Land 7, Tacoma nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Well, Sugar Land has scored seven runs in the top of the second inning. They lead the Rainiers 7-0. They have a runner at first base with two outs. And a new pitcher for the Rainiers, left-hander Kyle Bird, takes over. He'll face Alex DeGody. Asher Wojciechowski went an inning and two-thirds and allowed six hits and seven runs, all earned. He walked two and struck out one. So Bird comes in. This is his fourth appearance in three innings of work this season. He's allowed five runs. He has a win, 1-0. And his pitch to DeGody is taken down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. A seven-run rally. And it's not over yet. Now Bird with a 1-0 on its way. And this is high for a ball. 1-1. And this one now misses for a ball. 3-0 pitch. Called a strike. Count goes to 3-1. And this pitch now, with a runner going, it is taken down low for a ball. Ball four. So drawing the walk is DeGody. He heads down to first. Lee takes second. Two on, two out. And now Franklin Barreto will be the 12th batter to come to the plate this inning. Barreto, right-handed hitter. Rainiers need to get this inning over with. This is not Barreto. This is a pinch hitter here for Sugarland. This is Renato Urdaneta. Barreto was hit by a pitch earlier this inning, and they had the trainer check his left forearm as Urdaneta takes ball one. And he now leaves this game. Barreto stayed in and ran for himself and ended up scoring a run. But they do not let him hit again. Now the 1-0 pitch is over for a strike. 1-1. So it is Ronaldo Urdaneta, Urdaneta, from Venezuela. The 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Urdaneta, who is in his second ever AAA game. Went 1-for-2 on Saturday in his first AAA game. Now the pitch from Bird is up and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and bounced slowly to short. Scooped up by McCoy. His throw to first is in time for the out, and the inning is over. So that does it for the Space Cowboys, but they score a touchdown here at the top of the second inning. Seven runs on five hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Sugarland 7, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Oh, We move to the bottom of the second inning. The Red Ears have their work cut out for them. They've got to get the bats going tonight. They trail Sugarland 7-0. Kevin Padlow, Joe Odom, and Marcus Wilson to bat at the bottom of the second inning against the left-hander Jonathan Bermudez. And the pitch to Padlow is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Red Ears had two base runners in the first after there were two outs. Couldn't score. But they got some guys on against Bermudez. Pitch to Padlow is down low for a ball. Padlow in 11 games this year, hitting .211, but with two homers, five runs batted in. Big offensive factor for the Red Ears down the stretch last year when they were winning the league championship. So here's a pitch in there for a strike. There were no playoffs last year in the COVID season. The league title went to the team with the best regular season record, and the Red Ears were going down the wire trying to clinch it, and it was these guys, Sugarland, who they were up against. As here's one up and away to Padlow. And the Red Ears ended up with a better record than Sugarland, mathematically clinching it late in the season in a game at El Paso. Sugarland did win the Eastern Division title last year. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Nope, time called by the plate umpire. He is correcting the count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. That was a pitch clock violation, I believe, as they are now enforcing that rule. Thank goodness, after all these years. And the 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Padlow goes down swinging, and there's the first strikeout for Bermudez. So now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom was a revelation on the road trip to Albuquerque. Hitting 4 home runs in the 6-game series, and he watches a breaking ball sail high and wide. 1-0. And Odom has homered in each of the last 3 games, including what turned out to be the game winner on Sunday. Pitch to Odom is in there for a strike. Now, Albuquerque is a high-elevation ballpark. It's 1 mile high. You see a lot of home runs hit there. But that's not why Odom was hitting them. He was hitting absolute titanic shots. As here's one up high for a ball. Just tanks to left center. We're going around 450 feet, according to the StatCast, including a 452-footer. During the stretch, as he swings and misses now at an off-speed pitch, and the count's even 2-2. Now the 2-2's coming. And the pitch is swung on, and it's hit solidly to left center field, and this ball is going to hit the base of the fence. Odom's digging for second. It's played well and fired back into second base by Brinson. But in there, standing up with a double, is Joe Odom. Well, he didn't hit a homer, but he hit it solidly indeed, driving this ball off the base of the wall in left center field. And Odom has his second double of the season. And a 4-game hitting streak. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson had a big hit on Sunday for the Rainiers, a 3-run homer to straightaway center field. And he takes the pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. And he waves the bat back and forth. And the pitch is swung on, grounded down the third baseline, and it's off the glove of Hensley, who couldn't field it with a backhand reach. Coming around third is Odom. He's trying to score, and he will score. And ending up at second base is Marcus Wilson, and it's 7-1. This ball was pulled right down the third baseline, and Hensley, the third baseman, reached with a backhand, couldn't get it. But he deflected it, and it went off into foul ground by the rolled-up tarp. And ending up at second base is Wilson. And Odom is aboard, or Odom scores. And they've put a hit up on the scoreboard for Marcus Wilson, so he gets a double. And the Red Ears are on the board. It is 7-1. And now the pitch to Forrest Wall, who bunts at it and misses. That is strike one. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch coming to Wall. He had two hits on Sunday in Albuquerque in the Rainiers' last game. He takes a breaking pitch that misses, and the count's even 1-1. Now the 1-1 coming, and it is an off-speed pitch over for a strike, 1-2. So Wall's behind in the count, 1-2. The speedster looks out towards the mound. And the pitch is high for a ball, 2-2. Next pitch coming from Bermudez. And this one is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that is the second out of the inning. So two down, and now Sam Haggerty will be the hitter. This is the first of six between the Rainiers and the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Here's Haggerty. He grounded to short earlier. And Bermudez with his pitch. And it's taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1, and this is swung on and drilled high in the air to left field and deep. Back is Brinson at the track, but it is gone. Sam Haggerty lifts one out of here to left field, a two-run drive. His first home run as a member of the Red Ears, and it is now 7-3. So Haggerty puts couple runs on the board with one swing, and the Red Ears, after giving up seven runs at the top of the inning, have bounced back to get a few of their own, and that's good to see. Here's Mason McCoy now, and he takes ball one. So Haggerty hits the Red Ears' 14th home run of the season as a team. And now a pop-up foul and out of play off the bat of McCoy. Counts 1-1. Next offering is inside for a ball. Now this pitch is in there for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is taken outside, ball three. Full count now. Now here's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That is strike three. McCoy strikes out, and that finishes up the bottom of the second inning. But the Red Deers get three runs back in a second inning in which the two teams combined to score 10 times. Three runs on three hits. Haggerty with a homer. No one left on base. We go to the third inning at Sugarland 7, Tacoma 3.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. You know me. I'm a huge football fan, but it can be stressful for us super fans. So Progressive is going to help take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how your team threw the wrong ball on the wrong net, just think about how Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Well, hope this distraction about Progressive's Home Court Explorer was helpful. It sure helped me from stressing about my team for a bit. Anyway, go sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Circle up, team. We've got status.
Evelyn's marketing consultancy client roster is skyrocketing.
Okay, so this week is a biggie. We've got the pitch and three client meetings.
She needs another analyst before her team's free time plummets.
So who's running the competitive analysis on fruit snacks?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We've played two innings here in Tacoma, and it is Sugarland 7, Tacoma 3. And the Red Deers with the lefty Kyle Bird on the mound. He got the final out of the second inning, and he's facing Michael Papirski leading things off in the third. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the next offering is up high for a ball. Now the next delivery swung on, hit in the air to left, tight to the line. Souza on the move, dives, and he can't get it. It is a foul ball. Souza laid out in foul territory down the left field line and just missed coming up with that one. And it's simply a foul ball off the bat of Papirski. And he cracked his bat with that swing, too. The bat boy has to bring him a new stick. Papirski heading back to the batter's box. Now the pitch is up and away, ball three. Papirski, as I mentioned earlier, led the league in drawing walks last year, and right now he's already walked once in this game, and he's ahead of the count 3-1, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right. That struck pretty well. Back on it is Wilson. He'll have room, and Marcus makes the catch, and there's out number one in the top of the third inning. Papirski flies out to Marcus Wilson, who caught it a step or two shy of the warning track. Now Alex McKenna will be the batter. McKenna. Right-hand batter takes up high for a ball. McKenna had an RBI single last inning for Sugarland. The Rainiers have allowed some big innings here at home already this year. I'm just thinking of the one, on the opening homestand in the third game of the year, Salt Lake had a 10-run inning in the seventh. It's now a swing and a foul out of play. And today, Sugarland has a 7-run inning. Two-one pitch to McKenna is in there for a called strike, and that evens up the count 2-2. Now a swing and a foul at the plate, still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and the pitch from Bird is up high, ball three. Full count. Bird, 29-year-old lefty. Played in Japan last year. His 3-2 pitch is a called strike three. McKenna takes strike three, and Bird has his first strikeout of the game. Second strikeout for Tacoma pitchers this evening. And now Pedro Leon will be the batter. Now the pitch is a breaking ball outside. Now the 1-0 is called a strike, and the count's even 1-1. And this one is swung on and hit high in the air to shallow right. Coming in on it is Wilson. He's under this one, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. A 3-up, 3-down, top of the third, delivered by Kyle Bird. He sets them down in order. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Sugarland 7, Tacoma 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the third. It is Sugarland 7, Tacoma 3. And the Red Ears were down 7-0. They got 3 runs in the bottom of the second. We'll see if they can chip away some more here in the bottom of the third. Steven Souza Jr., Zach Green, and Eric Mejia will bat this inning against Jonathan Bermudez. Souza walked his first time up tonight. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to shallow right center. Back goes Urdaneta. In comes McKenna, and McKenna makes the catch. And that's the first out at the bottom of the third. Urdaneta, the second baseman who replaced Franklin Barreto, who left with an injury in the top of the second inning. Urdaneta was shifted way up to the center of the diamond with Souza up. So he had to run out towards shallow right field. McKenna ended up making the play. Here's the pitch to Zach Green, and he fouls one away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now here's one that misses up and away. 1-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on and crushed, foul. Green out in front of that pitch. He hit it hard and hit it for distance and way foul. Down the left field line. Two balls, two strikes to Zach Green. Jonathan Bermudez is ready, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off again. Still 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. High and away, ball three. Full count. And the payoff is high, ball four, and Green draws a walk, and he heads down to first base, reaching for his second time tonight. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Second walk drawn by Green on this young season. And here's Mejia. He's 0-1 with a grounder to the shortstop. And the pitch is taken down and in and past the catcher and through to the backstop. And taking second base is Green. So he's in scoring position now. Wild pitch is the ruling. Now the 1-0 to Mejia, who suddenly has an RBI opportunity. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Wind has picked up a bit and has started blowing out towards center field. Now the pitch is up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the pitch from Bermudez once again. Here it comes, and it is a swing and a foul back. 2-2. Now the 2-2 is swung out and fouled away. Out of play. Still 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 again from Bermudez to Mejia, and it is up high, ball three. Full count. Now the next pitch misses ball four. Mejia ends up drawing a walk. That's two walks this inning. And the Red Ears have an opportunity to draw closer here with a power hitter coming to the plate in Kevin Padlo. And the Space Cowboys are going to discuss this on the mound. The catcher, Corey Lee, goes out there to talk to Bermudez. A couple of the infielders come in as well. Padlo settles in. And the pitch is inside, and it gets past the catcher and slowly rolls to the backstop, and the runners are going to move up. Green takes third, and Mejia takes second. So two men in scoring position now for Padlo. This pitch looked like it almost hit Padlo on the foot. Want to know the count. And the pitch is over for a called strike, a breaking ball. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up on the left side. Calling for it, the shortstop to Godey, and he makes the catch. And that's out number two. Joe Odom will now bat. Padlo popping up to short. Rainers are going to need a clutch hit here if they're going to take advantage of this opportunity. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Odom's double to left center last inning, hit the base of the fence. Here's the 1-1 pitch to him, and it's a swing and a miss. And that is strike two. Now the 1-2 coming. Swung on and hit in the air towards right. This is going to hang up. McKenna is under it, kind of staggering, but he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. The Rainiers miss an opportunity here in the third. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left stranded in scoring position. We go to the fourth inning. It's Sugar Land 7, Tacoma 3.
Healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the fourth inning, and Sugarland leads the Red Ears 7-3. The Red Ears have gotten an inning and a third of scoreless relief out of Kyle Bird, and he's staying in there to work the top of the fourth. He'll face David Hensley, Lewis Brinson, and J.J. Matijevic. Hensley's reached base twice, a single and a walk so far, and he has scored a run. Pitch from Bird is fastball in there for a strike. Sugarland on Sunday wrapped up a homestand with a 6-3 loss to Round Rock. Interesting game, that one. It's the 0-1 pitch is low for a ball. That was tied 3-3 after eight innings. And Round Rock has the longtime St. Louis Cardinal Matt Carpenter on their club. So the pitch to Hensley is up and in. He's trying to get back to the big leagues. He's 36 years old now. He's trying to get back up with the Texas Rangers, and he's with AAA Round Rock. He had a three-run homer in the top of the ninth inning for Round Rock on Sunday that was the game winner to beat Sugarland 6-3. As Hensley hits a foul now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Bird peering in for the signs from Joe Odom behind the plate. And now the 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off. Still 2-2. Also around the league in Sunday's action. Everyone was off yesterday, so that's why we're reverting to Sunday. Oklahoma City beat El Paso 10-1. Robbie Erlin, a former El Paso pitcher now with Oklahoma City, was dealing against his former team. So there's a foul tip by Hensley. Erlin allowed just one run in 5 2/3 innings, got the win for the Dodgers. And the Oklahoma City first baseman, Ryan Noda, is off to a great first 2 weeks of the season. He was 3-for-5 with three runs batted in yesterday. 2-2 pitch called, strike three on the outside edge, and down goes Hensley, and Bird has his second strikeout. One away at the top of the fourth inning, and now Lewis Brinson will be the batter. Don't think Hensley was a big fan of that called strike three, but what are you going to do? Here's Brinson, and the pitch is swung on and bounced foul third base side. In the West Division on Sunday, Salt Lake blasted Las Vegas 12-3 to earn a split of that six-game series. They each won three. Brendan Davis for Salt Lake was 3-for-5 with two doubles, a homer, and three runs batted in. Oh, one pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2. And in a classic case of that's baseball, so now the 0-2 is swung on and bounced up the third baseline. That might stay fair. The Red Ears are going to let it roll, and it stays fair. And that's an infield single for Brinson. Just a little roller right up the line. So he's on with one out, and now Matijevic will be the batter. On Saturday, Sacramento beat Reno 18-8. And on Sunday, in the series finale, Reno beat Sacramento 1-0. They went from 18-8 one day to 1-0 the next day. Now the pitch to Matijevic is a breaking ball inside. The Aces had six pitchers combined for the three-hit shutout. And the only run of the game was a solo homer by the Diamondbacks prospect Alec Thomas, homered in the fifth inning. Toss to first base. Back in is Brinson. Yeah, the 1-0 to Matijevic is outside for a ball, 2-1. Yeah, this one is over for a called strike. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Now a swing and a foul back. 2-2 the count. Two coming. Just a bit inside, and that is ball three. Full count to Matijevic. The only left versus left matchup for Kyle Bird in the entire Sugarland lineup. 3-2 pitch is swung on and stroked into right field. The line drive, base hit. Over to cut it off on the warning track is Wilson. Coming around third is Brinson. He's a good runner. He is headed home, and he's going to score in at second base with a double and a run batted in is J.J. Matijevic. And it is Sugarland 8, Tacoma 3. Matijevic lining this pitch into right field. And now Corey Lee, who homered and hit a two-run single in the same inning, the second, will bat for his third time today. Now Bird is ready with his pitch. And this one is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. And Bird misses for a ball, 1-1 the count. Next pitch misses ball two, 2-1. Rainiers are going to start some bullpen activity. Runner at second, one out. Top of the fourth inning, Sugarland leading 8-3. And the pitch is ball three. 3-1. Dick Ramirez warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. And here's ball four to Lee, so he'll head down to first base. Fourth walk issued by Rainier's pitchers in this one. And now a trip to the mound. Slow things down by some time for Ramirez, who's warming up at the bullpen. So they'll have a chat. Sugarland scored 7 runs in the top of the second inning, with Lee leading off the inning with a homer and then driving in runs number 6 and 7 in the inning with a single. The Red Ears responded with 3 runs in the bottom of the second inning, getting back-to-back doubles from Odom and Marcus Wilson and a 2-run homer by Sam Haggerty. But Sugarland has now added a run here in the top of the fourth on Matijevic's RBI double. And now they have 2 on with 1 out and Alex DeGody at the plate. Well, the pitch to DeGody is fouled away. That is strike 1. Next pitch misses for a ball inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Now this pitch is down low. Mariners have a 4-1 lead over the Rangers in the fourth inning. A Eugenio Suarez with a 3-run homer and Jared Kelnick a solo shot. DeGody hits one foul down the left field line. And that's strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 is hit in the air to right, and Wilson is there, and he makes the catch, and the runners have to hold their ground. That's out number 2 here in the top of the fourth inning. And now Ronaldo Urdaneta will be the batter.
The second baseman, number 27, Ronaldo Urdaneta.
Right-hand hitter, Urdaneta is 0-for-1 in this one with a grounder to short. And they've just given Urdaneta a strike for being late into the batter's box. So 0-1 the count to Urdaneta. That's that pitch clock enforcement they're doing now. Now the lead runner goes. The pitch is outside and no throw to third base. A stolen base for Matijevic. The trailing runner just stayed at first. 1 ball, 1 strike, the count to Urdaneta. Now the pitch is swung on and lined into left center field. That's a base hit for Urdaneta, and Matijevic scores, rounding second and taking third is Lee. He'll stop there. It's an RBI single for Ronaldo Urdaneta, and it is now 9-3 Sugarland. Solid liner for Urdaneta. And now Papirski will be the batter, and Tim Fedorovich is going to have to go to the bullpen. The Red Ears manager's on his way out to the hill. He's going to make a change here. 2 outs in the top of the fourth inning. Our score is Sugarland 9, Tacoma 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It is 9-3. Sugarland leads the Rainiers. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Sugarland has runners at the corners and two outs. And the first pitch from new pitcher Nick Ramirez to Michael Papirski is fouled away. There's strike one. Oh, bouncer foul on the first base side. So 0-1 the count to Papirski. Nick Ramirez is appearing in his fourth game for the Rainiers. In each of his first three games, he's pitched one scoreless inning. Here's his 0-1 pitch, and it is waved at and missed there. Strike two. Ramirez gets ahead of Papirski. No balls, two strikes. Kyle Bird went two innings, allowed three hits, two runs. He's responsible for the men who are on base right now. He walked two and struck out two. 0-2 pitch in the dirt outside for a ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Now the runner from first takes off. The pitch is a broken bat blooper that goes into right field for a base hit. It's scoring is Lee. And Urdaneta goes all the way to third. And Papirski has a broken bat RBI single. And the Space Cowboys are in double digits. They lead 10-3. That's just bad luck there for the Rainiers. Nick Ramirez just sawed him off, and Papirski ended up with a base hit out of the deal. Now here's the pitch to McKenna, and it is outside for a ball. Now, next pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And a swing and a little blooper into shallow center that's going to be caught by Forrest Wall for the final out in the top of the fourth. But another inning of multiple runs for the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Three runs on four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Sugarland 10, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare.
We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Sugarland leading the Rainiers 10-3. Marcus Wilson, Forrest Wall, and Sam Haggerty to bat this inning against the lefty Jonathan Bermudez. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Want to know the count to Wilson. Wilson had an RBI double his first time up. Scored a run as well. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 2-0. Now ball three, 3-0. And the 3-0 is in there for a strike, and the count moves to 3-1. Delivery is swung on and hit high in the sky to left field. This is way deep, and it is gone. A home run for Marcus Wilson. His second straight game with a dinger, and the Red Ears make it a 10-4 ball game. Marcus Wilson blasts off here at the bottom of the fourth inning. I want to see this one again on MILB TV. Fastball, he just crushed it. Everyone knew it was gone. I lost sight of the ball, and so did our cameraman, it appears. Or maybe it's just out of the picture. We'll get the stats on it regardless from the StatCast. So here's one that misses for a ball to Forrest Wall. So Wilson goes deep. Homered in the last game at Albuquerque, and now he homers today. 1-0 pitch to Wall is over for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Now a swing and a miss. Strike three. So that is the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Fourth strikeout for Jonathan Bermudez. And now here's Sam Haggerty, who homered earlier. And he swings and lines one up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit. His second hit of the game. Haggerty with a couple of hits. He's had multiple hits in two straight games. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Wilson's homer, according to StatCast, was hit 383 feet to left field and left the bat with an exit velocity of 105.2 miles per hour. Got to get the .2 in there. Here's a pitch in for a called strike to McCoy. 0-1 the count. Hardest hit ball by a Rainier in this game so far. Yeah, the pitch is in there for a strike to McCoy. 0-2. Runner takes off, pitches down low, a check swing by McCoy. He held up in time and no throw to second. Haggerty steals second base, so Haggerty has his second steal of the season. And the Rainiers' league-leading stolen base total is now up to 21 in 13 games. One and two to McCoy. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And that is strike three. Out number two here in the bottom of the fourth. Strikeout number five for Jonathan Bermudez. There's action in the Cowboys bullpen. That is right-hander John Olzak, who's loosening up. Sousa the batter. We'll see if he can pick up a runner in scoring position with two outs here in the fourth. And the pitch to Sousa, check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire. Strike one. Sousa has walked and flied out so far tonight. Now the 0-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is over for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 on its way. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three, an off-speed pitch from Bermudez. And Sousa goes down swinging, and that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. Strikeout number six for Bermudez. Rainiers get a run back on the homer by Marcus Wilson. There were two hits, one runner left. We go to the fifth inning. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 4.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Yeah. We go to the fifth inning. It is Sugar Land 10, Tecoba 4. Pedro Leon at the top of the order, due up for the Space Cowboys. And the first pitch from Nick Ramirez is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next delivery, and this one's in there for a called strike. Ramirez came on in the fourth inning with runners on base and two outs. Got the final out after allowing a hit and a run. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Pedro Leon, and one man is out at the top of the fifth inning. Little hesitation motion there from Ramirez. Held his pose for a moment midway through his delivery. Worked perfectly. Now David Hensley will be the batter. And the pitch is in for a called strike. Now fastball misses 1-1. And now here's one outside for a ball, 2-1. Couple of relief pitchers from last year's Tecoma Rainiers championship squad have made major league rosters here in the early going of this season outside of the Mariners organization. So here's one up and away to Hensley. Left-hander Aaron Fletcher has been working out of the Pittsburgh Pirates bullpen to start the season. So now the 3-1 pitch is high, ball four, a one-out walk. Hensley will head down to first base. And the veteran right-hander Justin Grimm has pitched in the big leagues for Oakland this season. So good for those guys. Now the pitch to Brinson is swung on and hit high in the sky to left. This is not deep. Souza's in several steps, and he makes the catch, and there's the second out of the inning. Lewis Brinson flies out to left field. And now J.J. Matijevic will be the batter. Matijevic's 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a run scored. And the pitch is not going to count. A balk was called. So a balk sends Hensley to second base. Balk called by the first base umpire, Jose Matamoros, who I almost called Jose Marmolejos in the lineups before the game, as here's one outside for a ball. Marmolejos playing in Japan this year, as is Jansen Witte, two stars from the Rainiers last season. 1-0 pitch, swung on, bounced, foul on the first base side. Counts even now, 1-1. Now Ramirez is set, and the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off, and the count goes to 1-2. So it's a ball and two strikes. Counts even now, 2-2. 2-2 pitch is low, ball three, and the count goes full. Payoff pitch, swung on, tapped towards first base, fielded there by Green. He'll take it to the base himself for the out, and the inning is over. Sugar Land does not score in the top of the fifth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner was left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through it. It's Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4.
Rainier's Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4. Zach Green, Eric Mejia, and Kevin Padlow will be the batters for the Rainiers against a new pitcher for the Cowboys, right-hander John Olzak. And Olzak's first pitch to Green is a miss for a ball, 1-0 the count. Olzak is appearing in his fifth game. In 6 1/3 innings, he's allowed 5 runs on 10 hits with 9 strikeouts and 2 walks. 1-0 pitch is high. 2 balls, no strikes to Zach Green. Olzak, originally a Brewers draft pick in 2015 out of North Carolina State. Next pitch fouled, out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Olzak joined the Astros system last year. Split the year between AA and AAA. 2-1 pitch is lined softly foul down the first baseline right off the end of the bat. And the count's even now, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is in the dirt. Full count, 3-2. Now a swing and a drive to center field. This is struck well. Leone's back, still back, and he somehow makes the catch out there. Just sort of thrusting his glove up as he was moving back and having trouble reading the ball, and he hauled it in. Green made solid contact here, driving it to deep center. Leone with a little late lunge, late reach, really, making the catch. One out. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. Up high for a ball. And this one is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. Not only were the Rainiers off yesterday, and the entire league was off yesterday, but the entire Seattle Mariners farm system had yesterday off. All the other affiliates had a Monday day off, as here's one down and in. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Mejia has struck out, two down in the fifth. Up next is Kevin Padlow. And the pitch to Padlow is ball one. Now he takes a strike. And here's a breaking ball outside. Two and one the count. And here's a swing and a high fly to left. Or towards the... towards center where it's caught by Pedro Leon for the final out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Red Ears go in order. Three up, three down. And John Olczak retires the side with a strikeout. We go to the sixth inning. It is Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4. And new pitcher for the Red Ears, Rowenis Elias, in his first appearance here at Cheney Stadium since, I guess 2018. He joined the Red Ears on this past road trip and pitched twice in Albuquerque and looked really sharp, totaling three scoreless innings, two innings in his first outing, one inning in his second outing. And he's coming off of Tommy John surgery, the veteran left-hander, in his third go-around in the Mariners system with his pitch to Corey Lee, and it is swung on and popped up on the left side. Padlow and McCoy are there, and McCoy takes over, and the Rainier's shortstop makes the catch, and one man is out on one pitch in the top of the sixth inning. The Rainier's get Corey Lee out for the first time today. And now Alex DeGody will be the batter. Elias, the lefty from Cuba, always has pitched well when in a Mariners uniform. Here's his pitch to Degody, and it's fastball up high. 94 on the scoreboard radar gun. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is over for a called strike, and that evens things up. One pitch to Degody down low. Mariners leading Texas still 4-2 now in the bottom of the fifth. Got a full slate of Major League action today with even a couple of makeup doubleheaders going on. It's now a swing and a bouncer to third. Nice pick by Padlo, and he throws to first, and it pulls Green off the bag, but he tags the runner going by for the out, and two men are gone in the sixth. And now Ronaldo Urdaneta will be the batter. The parent club of the Space Cowboys, that would be the Houston Astros, they're getting roughed up by the Angels today, 7-1 in Houston as Urdaneta hits one in the air towards center, and that's hauled in by Forrest Wall for the final out. Three up, three down in a hurry. Roenis Elias just takes care of business. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
First pitch to Joe Odom, leading off the bottom of the sixth inning, is laced into left center field, and he is on with a clean single to start the bottom of the sixth inning. First ball swinging, Joe Odom connecting for a base hit against the right-hander John Olczak, and that's the Red Air's seventh hit of this game. But Sugarland leads it 10-4 is the score. Now Marcus Wilson is the hitter. He's having a big day with a double and a homer, and he takes a fastball on the inside edge for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch coming, and it is outside. Rainiers with bullpen action. Austin Warner warming up, so apparently it's going to be an extremely short outing for Roenis Elias tonight. 1-1 pitch is looped out into left center. That's a base hit for Wilson, and Odom will take second base and stop there after taking a turn, considering trying to go to third, but realizing, hey, we're down by quite a few runs here. Let's not make any outs on the bases unnecessarily. So back-to-back singles start the bottom of the sixth, and Marcus Wilson's on cycle watch. He needs the triple, so We'll be rooting for that his next time up. He is going to get another at bat. We're only in the sixth inning. Here's Forrest Wall with two on. There's the pitch to Wall, and it's inside for a ball. And the pitch is a breaking ball that drops in there for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Now the pitch is swung on and yanked foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Two pitches fouled out of play. Third base side. Still a ball and two strikes. And this is swung on and fouled back. And this one's outside for a ball. That evens things up. 2-2. Now Wall kind of throws the bat at one and fouls it away to stay alive. Still 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch with two on, no one out, and it is a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher, Lee, for strike three. And that's the first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty homered as a right-hand hitter earlier. He's now batting left-handed. And he takes a breaking pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. Pitching change at the end of the fourth inning brought in the right-hander, so Haggerty switches sides at the plate. One-oh pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Ranging over and making the catch is McKenna for the second out. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy is 0-3 with a flyout and two strikeouts. Two on, two out. Pitch to McCoy. Breaking ball called a strike. Oh, one pitch in there for a strike now, and the count goes to 0-2. McCoy swings and smashes one down the right field line, but it slices and goes foul. That was well struck but foul. No balls, two strikes to McCoy still. And this pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Playable for McKenna, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. Rainiers threatening the sixth with a couple of singles, but they do not score. There were two runners left on. We go to the seventh inning. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Sugarland 10 to go before. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Austin Warner, in from the bullpen after another scoreless outing from Rowenis Elias. Elias retired the side in order of the sixth inning. Very quickly, might I add. So to start things off for the Cowboys here in the seventh, Michael Papirski will lead things off. He'll be followed by Alex McKenna and then Pedro Leon. And the first pitch from Warner is in there for a strike, going one the count. Austin Warner is appearing in his fourth game. He's worked 6 2/3 innings and has been charged with 9 runs. 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. He tosses one outside now. 1-1 the count. One pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. One-two pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball. 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And this one is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Long run for Wall into the alley. On the move, he reaches out and makes the catch. He had to run a long way, Forrest Wall, from his position in center all the way over to right center. And he was able to make the catch using his speed as an advantage. One away at the top of the seventh inning. Marcus Wilson was playing tight to the line in right, and the center fielder had to run a long way. Wall gets it done. One out, and here's Alex McKenna. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is swung on and popped up towards second. And there's Haggerty, and he makes the catch. Two down. Some big league scores today in the American League. Royals beat the Twins 4-3 as last year's home run sensation, Salvador Perez, went deep twice today for Kansas City. He has four homers, and the Royals have played nine games. Pitch to Pedro Leon now from Warner is fouled off. Angels continue to lead the Astros 7-2 in the eighth. Jeremy Pena with his second home run for Houston. Orioles lead the A's 1-0 in the fifth. Now the next pitch is over for a strike. Yankees beat the Tigers 4-2. Gerrit Cole knocked out in the second inning. Knocked himself out with walks. Walked five batters and was out of there in the second inning. And then the Yankees bullpen saved the day, pitching shutout ball from that point forward. Leading the way was right-hander Clark Schmidt with 3 1/3 scoreless innings. He ended up getting the win. 0-2 to Leon, swinging a miss at a pitch in the dirt, and he has struck out, ending the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. Warner sets down the side in order. We go to the seventh inning stretch with the score, Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
It's the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where Take Me Out to the Ball Game segues into the YMCA. Not Louie Louie, and definitely not Macklemore. New pitcher for the Space Cowboys. I keep wanting to call them Skeeters in my head. That's their old name. The Space Cowboys have a new pitcher. It is Seth Martinez. Martinez is appearing in his fourth game. He's allowed three runs in four innings so far. And his first pitch to Steven Souza is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Souza's 0 for 2 with a walk in this one, and he swings and misses at the next pitch. Martinez is on in relief of John Olczak, who worked two scoreless innings, allowing two hits, no walks. He struck out two. 0-2 pitch to Souza is hit in the air to right. Moving a few steps towards the foul line is McKenna, and he makes the catch. Last three outs that the Rainiers have made have been flyouts to the right fielder. Now Zach Green will be the batter. Couple more AL scores to pass along. Red Sox beat Toronto 2-1. And both of those teams sitting at 6-5 on the year. So here's one outside for a ball to Green. And then the White Sox-Guardians game in Cleveland got rained out. They were also rained out yesterday. They're going to try to play two tomorrow. So there's a swing and a miss by Green for a strike. Now swinging a foul back, still 1-2. In the interleague game today, the Rays beat the Cubs at Wrigley 6-5. Wander Franco hit his first home run of the season, and I would presume it's his first ever homer at Wrigley. There's a swing and a fly to shallow center. Back goes the second baseman, Urdaneta, and he makes the catch on the outfield grass, and that's out number two in the bottom of the seventh. Now Eric Mejia is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk so far. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center field. Starting back and now coming in is Leon, and he makes the catch, and that does it for Tacoma in the seventh inning. Three up, three down. So very quickly, both teams retired quickly in the seventh. We head to the eighth. It is Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
To the eighth inning we go. It is Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4. Austin Warner pitched a quick and easy seventh inning for the Red Ears, so he stays in this game and will begin a second inning of relief work. David Hensley stands in, and the pitch to Hensley is a fastball in, ball one. Hensley's 1-for-2 with a single and two walks. Now the 1-0 is inside, ball two. If you joined us late, Sugarland scored seven runs in the second inning and has been leading ever since. So here's one outside now. Ball three. It's the opening game of a six-game series. Game two of this series tomorrow at 6.05 p.m. So here's one. High ball four, four-pitch walk to Hensley, his third walk drawn of this game. He leads the Cowboys this year with nine walks drawn on the season. And now Lewis Brinson will be the batter. Tomorrow the Rainiers start Daniel Ponce de Leon against Sugarland's Hunter Brown, who is reportedly a prospect of interest in the Astros system. Here's one up high to Brinson, and Warner hasn't found the strike zone yet here in the eighth. Now the next pitch is down in the dirt with a breaking ball, and the count goes to 2-0. Time called. The Rainiers catcher, Joe Odom, walks out to the mound to go talk to Warner for a moment. Slow things down. Try to get him on track. We'll check our National League scores today. Now the pitch is swung on and lined towards center field, but that's where Forrest Wall is playing, and he makes the catch, and that's the first down in the top of the eighth inning. Brinson flies out, and now J.J. Matijevic will be the batter. Two doubleheaders in the National League, and they were both sweeps. The Nationals swept a doubleheader from the Diamondbacks, and the Mets swept a doubleheader from the Giants. As here's a swing and a foul off the bat of Matijevic. The Nats won theirs 6-1 in the first game as Josiah Gray allowed just one run in 5 1/3 innings and punched out 8. And then they won the second game 1-0. Yoan Adon, in just his fourth major league start, tosses 6 1/3 scoreless innings for the Nats. So they won the doubleheader against Arizona with young starting pitching. So here's one that misses to Matijevic, and the count's even 1-1. And then the Mets, as here's one down low for a ball. They used superstar power to sweep the Giants. They won the first game 5-4 in 10 innings when Francisco Lindor had the game-winning RBI single. And then they won the second game 3-1 behind Max Scherzer and his 10 strikeouts. Count now even 2-2 to Matijevic. Two-two pitch is swung on and sprayed into left field. That's a base hit, and Hensley takes second and stops there. Matijevic with his second hit of this game. 11th hit for the Space Cowboys and their first hit since the fourth inning. Corey Lee will now be the batter. Lee is homered, singled, walked, and popped up. He's 2-for-3 with 3 runs batted in, 2 runs scored. Runners at first and second, 1 out. And Warner with his pitch, and it is swung on, grounded to short. Could be 2. McCoy to Haggerty, that's one. On to Green, and it is in time for 2. The Red Ears turn it. The double play to close out the top of the eighth inning. 6-4-3 on the twin killing. No runs on a hit and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 4.
That's not a little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddle leaf?
She needs to put the pedal to the metal and find more florists.
We're running low on daisies. How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we.
insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Sugarland with the 10-4 lead over the Red Ears, who let's see if they can claw back a bit here at the bottom of the eighth. Kevin Padlow, Joe Odom, and Marcus Wilson to bat this inning against a new Sugarland reliever. It's the veteran lefty, Zach Roskopf, and the pitch is taken down low by Padlow. That's ball one. Roskopf on in relief of Seth Martinez, who worked a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning. All zeros on his pitching line. 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up to right field, and that's playable for McKenna, who makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the eighth. Now Joe Odom will be the batter. Roskopf signed with the Astros right after the lockout and joined them on a minor league contract, and this is his fifth appearance. He is not allowed a run yet. He throws a strike. 0-1 the count. Roskopf, 33 years old. Yeah, the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1. Always look at the opposing team's roster, see if there are any former Rainiers or Washington natives, and got a total swing and a miss on the Sugarland roster this year. Here's one down in the dirt for a ball. The closest they have to a Northwest guy is Roskopf. He's born in Clackamas, Oregon. And went to a community college in Salem, Chemeketa, Salem, Oregon, and the Rays drafted him in 2009. 2-2 the count to Joe Odom. Cycle watch on deck with Marcus Wilson. Pitch to Odom's inside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Roskopf got him with a fastball. Two down. Well, here's Marcus Wilson. He doubled his first time up today, homered his second time up, and then singled his third time up. So he needs the triple to hit for a cycle, but triples are hard to hit at Cheney Stadium, and it's always the most difficult of the cycle hits. And he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And the next pitch from Roskopf is high for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0 is in there for a called strike, 2-1. This one's down low, 3-1. Now a swing and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2. Wilson will hit the occasional triple. He had three last year. Has had as many as five in a season in his career. Three, two pitch. Inside and it hit him. It was a breaking ball that ran in and it got Wilson. It was going to be ball four no matter what, but instead it hit him. He was trying to get out of the way of this breaking ball so it wouldn't hit his arm, but it did. It hit his arm up near the left shoulder. Wilson's on with a hit by pitch. Doesn't help his cycle pursuit. Now Forrest Wall is the batter. And the pitch to Wall is a breaking ball that misses, and the count's 1-0. Now time called, and the catcher, Corey Lee, goes out to talk to his pitcher. Yeah, the 1-0 down low, and this goes off the mitt of Lee and rolls towards the backstop, and Wilson takes second base. So he's in scoring position with two outs, and it's a 2-0 count on Forrest Wall. I think they're calling that one a passed ball, I believe. News from the International League. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp shut out Gwinnett 2-0 today. Ronald Acuna rehabbed with Gwinnett. That's the story there, right? Sears went outside for a ball. Wilson was moving on the pitch, and he takes third on indifference. No steal credited there. And this game, you know, it might get news because Acuna was in it. Here's a pitch for a strike to Wall. Might get news because it lasted just an hour and 56 minutes because the Gwinnett pitching staff threw just 77 pitches in a loss, so they only pitched 8 innings on the road. So here's a swing and a high fly to center. That's playable for Leon, and he makes the catch for the last out of the inning. But I think the real headline of the Jacksonville-Gwinnett game is that Jacksonville was managed by former Rainier skipper Darren Brown, and Gwinnett is managed by one of his former players, former Rainier, Matt Tuiasosopo. We go to the ninth inning. It is Sugarland 10, Tacoma 4.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the ninth. It is Sugar Land 10, Tacoma 4. Austin Horner still in there for the Red Ears. First pitch to Alex DeGody is called a strike. 0-1 the count. DeGody will be followed by Urdaneta and Papirski. Here's a swing and a hot grounder fair down the third baseline. And that's going to be extra bases for Degote, as he will check in at second base with a leadoff double. So Alex Degote yanks a double down the third baseline, and that leads things off for the Cowboys here in the ninth. The first hit of the game for Degote, hit number 12 for Sugarland. Now Ronaldo Urdaneta will be the batter. Urdaneta, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And the pitch is in there for a strike. One pitch is fastball a little high, 1-1. Mariners have added to their lead. Abraham Toro with a two-run homer. Here's one down low. Now this one is up high, ball 3. Three-one pitch coming, and it is swung on, grounded towards the second baseman Haggerty, who is playing up the middle, and he fields it and throws out Urdaneta for the first out of the inning. Degote moves up to third, though, so he's there with one out. And now Michael Papirski is the batter. Papirski's 1-for-3. With an RBI and a walk. And he swings and hits one off the end of his bat up the middle. Fielded by the second baseman Haggerty. His throw to first is in time for the out on a couple of bounces. Although Degote scores from third, and that makes it an 11-4 Sugarland lead. A two-hopper to first base, still in time to get Papirski. But the run scores. Sugarland up by 7 now, and 2 outs at the top of the ninth. Here's McKenna, who's 1-for-4 with an RBI single. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now there's one in for a strike. Now another called strike. Waved at and missed there, strike 3. Down goes McKenna, and that does it for Sugarland in the top of the ninth inning. They get a run, though, on a hit, and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Rainiers need a big rally. It is Sugarland 11, Tacoma 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
We move on to the bottom of the ninth inning. Right here is open for a big rally. And a new pitcher for Sugarland. It is the right-hander Josh James, a one-time Houston Astros starting pitching prospect who is now in AAA and converting into an end-of-the-game reliever who already has two saves for Sugarland this year. Obviously, this is not a save situation, but... He is on to work the bottom of the ninth, and his pitch to Sam Haggerty is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count. Next pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 0-2. Now here's a swing and a liner into center field. A base hit for Haggerty, and that gets the Red Hairs started in the ninth. Haggerty with a three-hit game today, and that's on the heels of a two-hit game his last time he was in the lineup on Saturday in Albuquerque. So he is, let's see here, five for his last nine. Haggerty on, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy's been quiet in this one, 0 for 4. Let's see if he can get into the hit column here in the bottom of the ninth. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Now a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, a slider. And that is strike two. O-2 pitch. Outside. Oh, called a strike on the outside edge, and McCoy goes down looking. One away. Now, Steven Souza will bat. He's 0 for 3 with a walk today. And James's pitch is in the dirt for a ball. One oh coming. And it is swung on and bounced foul. 1-1. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball, and the count goes to 2-1. Thank you. 2-1 pitch. Outside ball three. Three balls, one strike. And here's a foul back. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch on its way, and it is swung on and yanked foul. Sues out in front of a slider there. Still 3-2. And the pitch misses ball four. And Souza draws his walk, and Haggerty heads down to second, and the Red Ears have a couple of men on. Hey, you never know. You never know. Zach Green is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk so far. Now the catcher, Lee, goes to the mound to talk to his pitcher for a moment. Now Lee back behind the plate again. And the pitch is off the mitt of Lee, and that goes to the backstop, and Haggerty takes third, and Souza takes second. And that takes the double play out of effect. Could end up mattering, you never know. Want to know the count to Green. And the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. Now the 1-1 is low for a ball. 2-1. Two-one delivery. Swung on and grounded to the second baseman, Urdaneta, who is playing up the middle. He fields it and throws to first in time to get Green. Haggerty scores. Souza advances to third. It is now 11-5. And there's a runner at third with two outs for Eric Mejia. So the Red Ears are down to their last out. 0-for-3 with a walk so far. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. A half swing and he went around. That's strike two. The Rainiers are down to their last strike. So no balls, two strikes. Runner at third, two outs. And the pitch is swung out and bounced to first. Slowly hit fielded there by Matijevic, and he takes it to the base himself for the out, and that's the ball game. Sugarland wins it. 11-5 is the final score. The Rainiers end up dropping this one and falling to 4-9 on the season. They do have a chance tomorrow to even up the series. Tomorrow night's game will be at 6:05 p.m. Daniel Ponce de Leon against right-hander Hunter Brown of Sugarland. Join us a little early, around 5:50, for the Rainiers pregame show. Sugarland takes it 11-5, the final score. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard and the PCL scores in the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Sugarland takes it 11-5 in the opening game of this series. And for Sugarland, it was really just one big rally that saw them take command of the game very early. And that was kind of that. Not to say that the Rainiers didn't attempt to come back, but they couldn't come back in this one. Sugarland with the big rally in the second. Asher Wojciechowski started for the Rainiers. He tossed a scoreless first. 0-0 going to the second. The leadoff man in the second inning, the Astros' top prospect, Corey Lee, launched a homer, a solo shot to make it 1-0. But then with one out, Wojciechowski hit Franklin Barreto with a pitch. He left the game with an injury, being hit on the left wrist by the pitch. And then Michael Papirski drew a walk. And then Alex McKenna hit a soft single to right to drive in a run and make it 2-0. Pedro Leon then ripped a two-run double to the gap in left center to make it 4-0. And then Hensley walked. Runners were at first and second. And Lewis Brinson doubled down the third baseline, bringing in Leon to make it 5-0, leaving runners at second and third. Wojciechowski got J.J. Matijevic to pop up for the second out of the inning. But then Corey Lee, the 10th batter of the inning, a guy who had already homered in the inning, hit a two-run single to left center, scoring Hensley and Brinson, and it was 7-0, and that knocked out Wojciechowski in the second inning for his second straight start. The Rainiers went to the bullpen. Kyle Bird came in and got the last out in the second, but 7 runs were on the board for Sugarland. Rainiers, to their credit, immediately got 3 back. In the bottom of the second inning, facing lefty Jonathan Bermudez, Joe Odom and Marcus Wilson hit back-to-back doubles. And then with 2 outs, Sam Haggerty hit a 2-run homer to make it 7-3. It was Haggerty's first homer as a Rainier. So it was 7-3 after 2 innings. No one scored in the third, although the Red Deers had runners at second and third with one out at the bottom of the third inning, couldn't get anyone in there. And then in the top of the fourth, Sugar Land tacked on three more runs against reliever Kyle Bird. J.J. Matijevic in a left-versus-left situation hit an RBI double to right. And then Ronaldo Urdaneta and Michael Papirski had RBI singles to make it 10-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Rainier scored one in the bottom of the fourth when Marcus Wilson got into a fastball and launched it out of here to left field for his second homer of the year. That made it 10-4. Wilson had already doubled earlier. In the sixth inning, he hit a single, so he was on cycle watch when he batted in the bottom of the eighth, needed the triple, but he ended up getting hit by a pitch instead. Rainier's saw Sugar Land score one run in the top of the ninth, and they got one back in the bottom of the ninth, but that was that. Sugar Land wins tonight 11-5, the final score. Final totals for Sugar Land, 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They leave 7 on base. Tacoma, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, leaves 9 on base. Winning pitcher is John Olzak. He's 1-0. The loss goes to Asher Wojciechowski. He is 0-3. Time of the ball game today was 2 hours and 53 minutes, and the attendance was 2,274. With the win, the Cowboys are 4-9, and the Rainiers fall to 4-9. Game two of the six-game series is tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. Daniel Ponce de Leon starts for Tacoma. Hunter Brown will be on the mound for Sugarland, and we'll be on the air with a pregame show at about 5:50. Sugarland takes it 11-5. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when we come back right after this.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Rainiers fall to Sugar Land 11-5. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. We'll start things off with the game up north, which is in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Mariners lead the Rangers 6-2. Early three-run home run by Eugenio Suarez kind of set the stage. Jared Kelnick hit one off the foul pole, his second homer of the year. That was solo. And then Abraham Toro hit his first of the year, a two-run homer. The Mariners have scored all their runs on homers tonight. And Robbie Ray started, and they lead 6-2 in the eighth. One other American League game is in progress right now. The A's lead the Orioles 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning in Oakland. Lots of finals from the American League to pass on. We'll start off with the Yankees beating the Tigers 4-2, but despite Gerrit Cole getting knocked out of the second inning due to walks, he walked five. The relievers won the day for the Yankees. Clark Schmidt, 3 1/3 scoreless innings with 6 strikeouts, and he picked up his first win of the year. The Red Sox defeat the Blue Jays 2-1 in Boston. Connor Wong with a go-ahead sacrifice fly in the seventh inning. The Red Sox had only 3 hits in the game, and they won. They beat the Blue Jays 2-1. The Angels knock off the Astros in Houston 7-2 as Patrick Sandoval tossed 4 scoreless innings and struck out 5, and the Angels mashed out 13 hits. And the Royals hold off the Twins 4-3, getting a pair of home runs by Salvador Perez, who's up to 4 on the year. White Sox and Cleveland postponed in Cleveland. They're going to try to play a doubleheader tomorrow. The interleague game today, Rays beat the Cubbies 6-5. Wander Franco with 3 hits, including his first home run of the year. He drove in a pair former Rainier Andrew Kittredge with a two-inning save for Tampa, his second save of the year. National League now, a lot of games here because of doubleheaders. Arizona and the Nationals in D.C. The Nats swept the doubleheader, winning the first game 6-1 behind Josiah Gray, who allowed one run in five and a third innings and struck out eight. Dalton Varsho with his second home run of the year. And then the Nationals win the second game 1-0 behind the pitching of Yoan Adon. Just his fourth big league start, he tossed six and a third scoreless innings and got his first win of the season. Also in the National League, the Mets swept a doubleheader from the Giants. They won the first game 5-4. Francisco Lindor had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning. And then they won the second game in the regulation 9 innings by a score of 3-1. Max Scherzer went 7 innings, allowed just one hit and one run while striking out 10. He is 3-0 on the hill this year for his new employer, the Mets. Cardinals beat the Marlins 5-1. Albert Pujols had two hits and scored two runs. Adam Wainwright pitched into the sixth inning and allowed one run and got his second win. It was the old guys coming through for St. Louis today. Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2. Corbin Burns struck out 10 over 7 innings, allowed just two runs. Former Rainier Dan Vogelbach blasted his second home run for the Pirates in the losing cause. And the Rockies defeat the Phillies 6-5 at Coors Field. You can't stop the Rockies right now. They are a machine. C.J. Cron hit his sixth homer of the year. The Rockies are 8-3. Everybody knew that was going to happen. Daniel Bard, their closer, got his fifth save. The Rockies are rolling. And then we have some National League games still going here on the West Coast. The Padres lead the Reds 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning in San Diego. Manny Machado has hit his third homer of the year. And the Braves, with Max Fried absolutely dealing, have a 3-0 lead at Dodger Stadium in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Dodgers have just one hit. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears fall to Sugarland 11-5. We'll be back with more, a look at the PCL scores, and wrap things up right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Sugarland with the seven-run second inning ends up beating the Red Ears tonight 11-5. Red Ears could really use a good performance from a starting pitcher, as those have been hard to get. And the team was just in Albuquerque, where it's much more difficult to pitch than it is here in Tacoma because of the high elevation. So you understand that your starter isn't going to go deep into games very often in Albuquerque. It's a rarity there. But at home, you want to see your starter go five or six innings, and that is something that did not happen today. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow in the second game of this series when Daniel Ponce de Leon, who pitched very well in his first home start this year, he'll make his second Cheney Stadium start tomorrow evening at 6:05. Quick look at the Pacific Coast League scoreboard. Round Rock beat Albuquerque today 3-2 in Round Rock, Texas. Sherton Apostle with a homer for the Express, who are 9-4 on the year. That is the league's best record. The other, that one's over. Reno, oh, that's right, they had a day game in Reno. Reno walked off Salt Lake in a day game 4-3. Nick Heath with a game-winning homer in the bottom of the ninth inning to give them the win over the Bees. Both those teams are 7-6 on the year. And then we've got some games still going. Oklahoma City leads Sacramento 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning in Sacramento. And Vegas just took the lead with two runs in the bottom of the seventh. It is Vegas 6, El Paso 4. The Chihuahuas batting now in the top of the eighth. Well, we'll see if the Red Ears can get them tomorrow. Game 2 of the six-game series here at Cheney, 6.05 p.m. Pregame starts about 5.50. Daniel Ponce de Leon. Sugarland is starting right-hander Hunter Brown, who is a highly regarded Astros pitching prospect. He has never faced the Red Ears before, so we'll get our first look at Hunter Brown tomorrow night. Again, 6.05 p.m. start time. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Once again, our final score, Sugarland 11, Tacoma 5. Have a great night.